Hi, this is Julie.
This is Liz.
This is Sheila.
This is Monica.
This is Leanne.
We are the Satellite Sisters.
You are listening to Satellite Sisters to Go.
You are listening to Satellite Sisters. Thanks for listening to the show. It's Tuesday, March 24th. I'm Leanne Dolan here in Pasadena, California. I'm joined by my big sister, Julie Dolan, in Brooklyn, New York. Hey, Jewel, how are you?
Hi, Leanne. It's good. It's good to talk to you. It's another Twilight version of Satellite Sisters, right?
Yes, it is. Normally, Julie and I do the show Tuesday mornings early. And I have to say, we're a little cranky right now, aren't we, Jewel?
Yes, there were some moments we just had to go to our own rooms, right?
We had some pre-production incidents. Yes.
We had to just zip it. I know you have feelings. I have feelings. So, okay. But we're here. We're sharing the love tonight.
If you are new to Satellite Sisters, and I know we have new listeners every week, I would like to alert you to the fact that we have a brand new website. SatelliteSisters.com is looking sharp. There's lots of information there about us, about the history of the show, about the many shows we've done. There are ways to join our community, the Satellite Sisterhood at large. So if you're a new listener, I encourage you to go there. You can search the audio archives. You can take a listen to some of our favorite shows on the left-hand side of the homepage. A lot of information is there. We have been on the show, the air, almost 15 years. Julie, can you believe that? We're coming up on our 15th anniversary next week. Shocking.
Next week?
Yeah.
Do we have some big celebration?
No, you know, it's April 1, so it's an easy date to remember.
Right. Okay.
Time
flies, Leanne. Woo.
Time flies, Julie Dolan. All right. And we're still talking to each other. So I don't know what that says, but it says something. I gotta think it says something.
Yes. Yes.
All right. We have a big show today. Later on in the show, I'm going to tell you how you can contribute to our book. That's kind of me, isn't it? No, we just want to know. We're going to ask you over the next 3 weeks as we finish up the final draft of You're the Best, A Celebration of Friendship, which has a September publication date. We're just adding a few more pages so we can include the Satellite Sisterhood. We are asking you a bunch of questions. Simple, couple of words, each answer. Don't overthink it, people. But we would love to hear some of the names of the things you call your group of girlfriends. Okay? You know, is it the Satellite Sisters? Probably not. Julie, you have a name for your group of girlfriends. What do you call yourselves?
We're the Convention of Aging Models, Leanne.
That's excellent.
Aging Models, that's us. Okay. There's a story, and it will be revealed in the book, Leanne. Yeah.
Liz had a good running group. They called themselves the Rumble Dolls. You know, people have names for their friends. A lot of people just call themselves the Girls. I got to be honest. That's probably not going to make the book. It's a classic. But we are asking for your names. Here's the catch. You have to go to SatelliteSisters.com and put it on our blog. You will see an entry there that will be asking for the names of your group of friends. Why is that, you're wondering? Well, there's a little legal language giving us permission to use the name of your group in our book should we choose to. So if you leave it on the Facebook page or on Twitter, won't count. Okay, you have to go to the blog for this one. And over the next 3 Tuesdays, we will be asking you a simple question that you can answer on the blog. We would love to have some of your answers in You're the Best, A Celebration of Friendship. So there you go. Was I supposed to do that now? No, we were going to do it later.
I know, Leanne, but the thing is, you know, everyone should know, Leanne is the editor. She's in charge. She's the sister wrangler for this book and for all of our, really anything written, Leanne's in charge. And as you just heard, she's in charge. So don't be coming with any stupid names because you're not getting in the book. You have to get past Leanne, okay?
Oh, my gosh. That was supposed to be a forward promote. And it was like, press play, and I just started talking. I'm so sorry.
I know. She's in charge, okay? So bring your best. Put it on. And as you just heard, put it on the blog. That's the only place. Okay.
I'm not. No, it is. It really is the only place.
Okay. And just bring your best. And if we don't pick you, don't complain. That's it.
I was editing all day today and I was working on one of Sheila's last pieces to be turned in. And I uncovered like a huge factual error, like just And it's just the whole, it's a very funny piece.
I cratered.
I wish I could tell you what it was. Yeah, the whole piece just cratered once I did just a touch of fact checking and the whole thing just cratered.
So. All right, people.
All right. So there you go. I told you about the book. I told you to go to the new satellitesisters.com. There'll be more information there, but we would love to hear that. All right. We do have a big show beyond that. Girls Weekend. Julie, you're in Brooklyn for only a little bit. Angelina Jolie made news today. Another piece on her health. I think she's the only woman in America that talks about her health as much as Sheila Dolan. Don't you? They are going neck and neck.
They're role models for us, Leanne. They really are. They really are. I have some Tuesday trends, Leanne, because it is still Tuesday, and I'm bringing some trends.
All right, and then we're going to wrap it up with Broadway, some Broadway news. So Julie, what's happening there in the Yoga Palace?
Okay, so I'm here at Heather's Yoga Palace. Let's just review, okay? This is my second month, not in sequence. I was here in January. And I'm back in March, and I'm just helping my son, daughter-in-law, and granddaughter, Josephine. They're just, you know, they're just adjusting. They were trying to get the whole child care thing going. My son and daughter-in-law are, you know, are working parents, and they are brave people to have children in New York City. It's a big thing, and they took the plunge, and they're doing great. Josephine is spectacular. And so, but now this is the end. This is the handoff is happening now, Leanne. This is the transition week. My role here is almost completed. You know, this is the last broadcast from Heather's Yoga Palace.
Oh.
I will be returning to Dallas because they do have the nanny share in place. So we have started to work on it this week. Things are going very well. Josephine is adjusting. Parents are adjusting. Things are good. But Leanne, I don't have the heart to tell them. And you know this because you were a working mom. I was a working mom. We both have tried multiple forms of childcare, right? They're just that they don't know. They feel like they have it in place. Right. They have a good plan. It's all set. It's going well. But they have 18 more years ahead of them, Leanne.
I know.
Yes. And you know, it is just... And it's, you know, with child, any working parent knows this, like things evolve, things change, you know, the childcare setup you had for an infant, it doesn't work when they start in school or, you know, when they start in school, then you need someone else, you know, for taking them to soccer practice in the afternoons. So you know, it is a constantly moving target for working parents, right? And they just, I mean, I just, we're doing fine, Lee, and we're having, this is week one, it's ground zero. They've been, as I explained to them, they've been at the premium level. They had just grandparents taking care of Josephine. They have been, you know, just premium customers, okay? But now, not so much. They got downgraded. They didn't earn enough frequent flyer miles. They're just going to regular childcare.
They have no status.
They're no gold status anymore. So they have, you know, they have to think about it every morning. They have to, you know, make sure it's all in place, make sure everything's organized. And, you know, so they have a lot, they have to devote more mind space to childcare than they have in the first 3 months. But, you know, the good news is they did have that transition, you know, they're ready to go. I feel like my job is done for the moment here until the childcare craters. And then I'll be back here in Brooklyn.
It's true. You'll be back. Nanny share. I know that's what they're getting into. I think nanny share. I think restraining order, because that's basically what happened to me when I had a nanny share. And then the nanny was like, please, please don't make me go back to that other woman. And she started, the other mother started like parking outside my house, clocking the babysitter's extra hours. And this is when we had just started Satellite Sisters. So I was really only using her like 8 hours a week. That's all I could afford. And she's like, please don't make me go back to that other woman's house. Now I see that woman I do the babysitter share with at the grocery store, and I just run the other way. I mean, I run, and it's 20 years later. Okay.
Okay.
Don't tell them that. Don't tell them that.
You cannot talk to them, Liam.
Don't tell them. I'm not going to tell them.
Zip it. Zip it, Liam. Just zip it.
Okay. All right. No, it'll all be great. It'll all be great.
Liam. It's going to be great. That's what we're saying here. That's the mantra at Heather's Yoga Palace. Okay. But just one final thing. Mm-hmm. I want to say to, you know, because we have a lot of satellite sisters all over the country, all over the world. They come to New York. And New York is fantastic. It is a great place. I still don't want to live here. I just want to say that. But when you come to New York next time as a visitor, please come to Brooklyn. Brooklyn is amazing. There are great restaurants, great shops. It's very, you know, you can walk around. It has a great atmosphere. And most of all, it has spectacular views of Manhattan. I mean,
there you go.
You did. I mean, you probably, Leon, you don't spend much time in Brooklyn. I mean, when you go to New York, but really the best views of Manhattan are from Brooklyn. So come over the bridge and come to Brooklyn and enjoy. Okay.
All right. Go Brooklyn. Yeah, Brooklyn. Excellent.
Okay.
Julie. Good work.
Okay. Okay. So Leon, you were away this weekend. You posted some spectacular pictures on our Facebook group page of things going on in Laguna Beach.
Yes, I thought I was going to be posting pictures all weekend, but we were having such a nice time. I abandoned my iPhone 6 camera after about, you know, one of those cocktails that my friend Sarah made. But it was really fun. My friend Sally organized this. It was ostensibly for my birthday, although it was not over the top. There weren't any, I didn't have to do anything. There wasn't any cakes, no balloons. It was just a gathering. And we decided to go kind of old school, all the moms who had been, you know, friends from kindergarten with our oldest children. So these are women that I've known for 15 years. And now all of our kids are turning 20 this year, which is kind of astonishing to all of us. And the kids are all at different schools and went to different high schools and everything, but we have stayed friends. So it was fun because there was sort of a rotating set. I took the train down, Jill, you know, I'm loving the train. Big believer in the Amtrak whenever I can to avoid Friday afternoon traffic on the 405. And if you're from California, you know what I mean. So got the train, got off in San Juan Capistrano. My friend Sally picked me up. She had left our other two friends, Sarah and Tracy, at the house. And when by the time we got home, Sarah, who's my friend, who was the editor at Bon Appetit for 20 years, and Tracy, who is an experienced sous chef, they had made so many sauces, Julie. They had cocktails out. They had big pictures of cocktail things. They had hors d'oeuvres. They had chimichurri sauce. They had hummus. They had a vinaigrette. They had an aioli. They had artichokes and cheese. Sally couldn't believe it. She's like, we were only gone a half an hour, but they threw it into high gear. So it was absolutely perfect. You know, usually I'm the one in the kitchen at any event.
Yes,
you know, I like it.
You're a very good cook. Yeah. And you're and a great entertainer. So yes.
I was super happy to like walk into a kitchen that was fully hors d'oeuvred up. And Sarah actually has a new book out called Punch Bowls and Pitcher Drinks that from Clarkson Potter. I'll put the link at satellitesisters.com. So she made what she called spiked spa water. You know how you go to a spa and you have the water with the cucumbers?
Yes.
Well, this was with like a cucumber puree, a lot of lime juice. There was mint. There was other stuff crushed up in there. And there was vodka. So that was the spiked part.
I think that you don't need a spa experience. You don't need any like treatments if you just drink that, right?
No, we got one of those. We took a walk down on the beach. I know people are having terrible weather, so I hate to even say it, but it was like 80 degrees at the beach, which is hugely unusual in March. Usually it can be foggy and cold and windy. It's not always sunny at the beach of California, but this weekend it was. And then the next day, you know, we got up, there was walking, there was a lot of time on the beach because it was beautiful. We actually went swimming in the Pacific Ocean in March.
Wow.
Yeah, it was that hot. And then, Sarah unfortunately left, so there was she didn't prepare more chimichurri sauce that night, but we just ordered in some Mexican. We ate what we had left, and then we ordered in some Mexican. And then the next day, we just all took off around midday, but not before I made breakfast for everyone. So there you go.
know. Well, Leon, you and I talked about this before, that you have never really done a woman's weekend.
No.
I mean, you mentioned that we went away for a women's weekend, but that was really to create Satellite Sisters. And that was 16 years ago, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Right.
So what do you think of a women's weekend?
It was so relaxing. It felt like a vacation. It was just the right number, sort of four people every night. We did do some gaming. We played a game after dinner one night, and people claimed it wasn't fair because it was kind of a memory game. And, a lot of women in their 50s, not memory kind of an issue. So there was potential dissent there. But people just put on their happy faces and we all had a good time. No, it was really fun. It was really relaxing. And, these are people I don't get to see every day anymore. So it was so nice to reconnect and just pick up where we left off. You know what that's like. So it was really wonderful. So thanks to my friend Sally and everybody who made the effort. My friend Francine gave me the most beautiful Pareo. There was some gifts. There was a gift.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yes, she has excellent taste. And I'm not worthy of this Pareo, Julie. So I'm going to have to do some serious work to get my act together for this.
Now, do you think you'll do this as an annual thing?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe every couple of years. We'll see. But yeah, it was real. I mean, it was certainly everybody had a good time. And, Sally has a beach house. So certainly a good place to go.
Well, that is half the battle for a lot of women's groups. Where are you going to congregate?
Right.
But you seem to have the ideal spot.
We have one. Yeah, we got one person. No, it was really lovely. It all seemed to go well here at home. I didn't ask too many questions about what was eaten. Was anything done? How did Colin get to the party and back? I didn't ask a lot of questions.
I just assumed
all was good.
That's good. That's sometimes there's a different parenting style that comes in when you leave the house.
Yep.
And you just have to go with that. You have to accept that and just hope for the best. Yeah. Everybody's still alive, right?
Yes, so. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So there you go. All right. Here's where I was supposed to talk about the book, but I already talked about, talked about it.
So you know about, well, let's talk about the news then. Because when I woke up this morning, big news is Angelina Jolie had a big editorial in the New York Times today. This is that she was updating all of us around the world about her ongoing medical situation. She decided to make the decision to have her ovaries and her fallopian tube removed. And she talked about it. And I read the editorial, Leon, and, I have to say I was really impressed. And for me, there were a couple of things that really resonated. Number one, that she said, hey, you just have to sort of accept or own your own medical history, your own genetic makeup, and sort of take responsibility for that. Mm-hmm. So in her case, she comes from a family where they have this strong predisposition to cancer, breast cancer, and ovarian cancer, and that she just, wanted to be very responsible about this. She wanted to be proactive about this. She is the mother of six children.
Right.
And she said she wanted to be there for her children, and she wanted to be there for her grandchildren. And, and that she was very open about the fact that she had this surgery. And, and I think, and for a lot of women, we know what this means, that it means early onset menopause. And here she is, big, Hollywood star. She's a big sex symbol. And now, and so this is a big change, physical change for her.
Right.
And I have to say it really impressed me. And it really made me think like, hey, I've got to book my physical, I've got
you and a million other women today.
I know. I mean, it's like, you cannot fear, you can't fear your health. You have to just sort of embrace this is it. So, you can't change things. You can't avoid it. And that was a really strong message. So thank you very much, Angelina Jolie.
It was, because it's pretty easy to stick your head in the sand. And then a couple of years go by, or you look around at the people in your family and you think, well, that's not my destiny, but it probably is. Right. I don't know if I do genetic testing. Like when I hear about genetic testing for Alzheimer's, I'm like, I don't really want to know. But then I think, well, maybe no,
No, I do. I definitely.
You want to know? Okay.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. All right. I'll lead the way on that.
I may change my mind, but she is impressive to be that, to disclose that much. Cause that is, you know, as dramatic as it was for her to have the double mastectomy, this is such a much more personal kind of surgery. It really is. And it does, as you said, mean that there she goes into menopause at 39, which is really young. And for someone in her business who is reliant upon a certain amount of sex appeal to work, that could be a problem. So good for her. I was impressed. She always surprises me, that Angelina Jolie, I think.
Right. I don't, you know, in many ways, I don't feel like I have anything in common with her.
Right.
I
know. That's the thing, right? She's not my best friend. It's not like getting advice from your best friend. It's just
not like one single thing. I don't feel like I have anything. And yet I'm totally impressed with what she does with that, with, you know, that she's been very outspoken about, like, dealing with her health and being responsible for her health. And being a responsible mother, you know, so I give her that. And I think she has really been a world leader on many causes that, you know, that I care about. So she, as you said, she really surprises me about that. So.
Oh, and just one more health note. Remember last week I said, you know, big Satellite Sisters, good thoughts to my friend Liz, who was getting, who had found a lump, who was getting her lumpectomy last week at Mass General. Liz got the news that they got all the cancer. There's no cancer in the lymph node. So she was super happy. So just wanted to, yeah, that's good. So I'm going to see her in Connecticut when I speak at the Pequot Library in Southport on April 12th. Liz is going to come down. That was supposed to be our girls' weekend for our 50th birthday, my high school friends. And then one of them got breast cancer and the other one's house blew down in Sandy and is still not ready yet. I'm like, well, this will be fun. This will be great. So happy news about that. Very excited. So there you go. Also inspired me to book that mammogram that I had been avoiding for a little while for no reason. I don't mind mammograms. It just had put it off.
Okay. Well, it's time. All right, well, Leanne, you know, it is Tuesday, and we do a lot of Tuesday trends, and so I have three trends for you today here on Tuesday. Okay, now the first trend came from the New York Times, and this is one of these trends that was in the New York Times that I really don't believe it's true, or if it is true, it is a clear sign that the apocalypse is upon us. Okay. You know what I mean? Okay. So here was the story. The headline is that teenagers are purchasing multi-million dollar properties in New York City. Okay. That's the headline. And here's
really?
The best.
Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow. We love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life, aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
No kidding. I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going. Oh. Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the Mega Moisture Duo, yes. you can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz, your youthful glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria Seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SAD Sisters. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SAD Sisters at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea. Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's. Okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So PROS, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, PROS. PROS is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And PROS is spelled P-R-O-S-E, pros.com/sisters. Thanks, PROS.
Yes, this is the story.
Do not tell Sheila.
They profiled Sky Van Merkenstein, okay, 13 years old, Sky Van Merkenstein. And he was...
That is not a real name.
I know, Leanne. I know. That's why I said it twice.
That's like a Monopoly name. Isn't that the name of the guy in Monopoly? Sky Van Merkenstein? All right. Okay. What did Sky buy?
Okay. So Sky was over at one of his friend's house and they were shooting hoops and he was really impressed. Sky was impressed with where this other kid lived because it had indoor basketball, it had a climbing wall and a bowling alley. So he went home and he found out that there was an apartment in this same building where all these good things were going on. And he thought his parents should buy the apartment. The apartment cost $14 million. Okay. That's what he did. But he was really good on the internet and he looked it up for his parents. And I guess he begged and pleaded and they acquiesced. They said, okay, Sky, we'll go over and take a look at this apartment. You know, we're certainly happy where we're living. I think they live on Central Park West or something like that right now.
Next to Angelina and Brad, probably. Well,
most likely. Okay. But they went over and guess what? They just loved this $14 million apartment.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
They just, big surprise, Leanne. They loved it. And they loved it so much that even though they had no intention of buying it, but because their 13-year-old son had dragged him over to this apartment to take a look at it, they bought it. And so when they were closing on the $14 million apartment, they brought young Sky Van Merkenstein to the closing so that he could help celebrate with his parents the purchase of this new fabulous apartment. Okay. And so they go on to explain that this this one little vignette that was in the New York Times is happening all over New York City, that there are teenagers just tapping away on their computers. And because they are so computer savvy and they can look up real estate so much more quickly than their parents can on their computers or iPhones, that they are just helping their parents buy multi-million dollar properties all over the city. Okay. And that many parents are very happy to do this, Leon, because they believe in sharing their lives with their children, their teenage children. They believe that involving their children in these large, multi-million dollar transactions, that this is teaching them about life.
Okay. First of all, you know Sky is going to use that climbing wall like twice, and then that's it. Sky at 14 is not the same Sky at 15 and a half when he plunges into teen depression and doesn't leave his room. He's never going to use that bowling alley ever. Okay. I'm just saying that. We all know that. Okay. Teenagers are not the same at 15 and a half as they were at 14. Julie, this is just a crazy trend.
It's insane. And it's wrongly. I hope it's not true. We've talked about this at Satellite Sisters that, from time to time, the New York Times sort of makes up these trends that, they talk to one person, Sky Van Merkensen, and they believe that this is happening all over the city. Okay. I don't think it really is happening.
Tip of the spear. Sky is just the tip of the spear, right? That, there are kids all over the city.
But I really, and the article went on to say that this is really teaching them about the value of money and, the blah, blah. No, you're really not teaching teenagers anything if you're allowing them to purchase multi-million dollar, real estate. That seems wrong.
Yeah, okay? buy him a $500,000 fixer in Queens and let him replumb the bathroom. That might be teaching him something, right?
Well, no, I think first they should earn their own money.
Right.
They should get off the climbing wall, get out of the bowling alley, and just get off the basketball court and get a job. And try to earn some money and then figure out if they can put together enough pennies to buy any real estate in New York. That might be a better lesson for them. So
unbelievable.
Okay. So that's the first trend that we are not supporting. We are, I think you and I both agree that is not true at all.
Right.
So, okay. Second trend. Now I'm a little behind, but I've been busy with babysitting here. So I'm just recapping South by Southwest.
Recap it.
It's never, I was just going over the highlights, Leon. Yeah. I just really didn't get to read all about what went on there. This is the big now tech. It's everything. It started as a tech conference in Austin, Texas, but now it's sort of morphed. I mean, there are a lot of celebrities that go there now. There's a lot of food. There's bands. There's music. There's all kinds of things. But they do have a lot of conferences going on there. And one that was reported on that caught my eye was a woman named Amy Webb. I don't know who she is, but apparently she's a big deal in the tech world, Leon, and we should pay attention to her.
Okay. That,
because her clients are Twitter and Time Magazine. So she has been studying, and I found this is why it caught my eye, is how and why people are wasting their time on their mobile devices.
Oh,
and,
I'm interested in that because people waste so much time on their mobile devices. What are they doing on those phones?
I mean, here in Brooklyn, that's all people are on their mobile devices all the time. And that's what my big question is. What are you doing? What are you possibly doing nonstop? So she wants us to be more productive on our mobile devices. And she said the big trend to look forward to in 2015 is haptics. Have you heard this word?
No, haptics.
Haptics. HAPTICS. And what this is the tactical component to notification. Of course, on our mobile devices, we have sounds, but now they believe that they're going to, these mobile alerts are going to buzz you for certain behaviors. So if you overeat, you know, with your mobile device, it could indicate like you are eating, you are eating too much pizza. Okay.
Put down the fork. Yeah.
Okay. You're drinking too much. Okay. You can do that. She was saying that they're, you know, that this is, you know, wearable stuff that you could have an alert shirt, Liam. Think about that. And they were saying the first application for
Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, yeah. I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. ButcherBox gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox. Liz, you know we love talking about FrameBridge, don't we?
We do. because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leon, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting FrameBridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah. Any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leon, they have already FrameBridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the FrameBridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and FrameBridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but FrameBridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds like...
But you're going to be happy, okay? That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit FrameBridge.com or see a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's FrameBridge.com. Thanks, FrameBridge.
Alerts for? What's it alerting me to?
Here, I think your family is going to sign up for one of these alert shirts like right away. This is developed by an Australian firm. And it's for people watching a World Cup soccer, Liam. It's for international soccer matches that you put on one of these alert shirts.
Yeah.
And you can, it simulates what it is like to actually be in the soccer match. so that like as you bump into these other players and as you're running down the field, that's what these alert shirts, it would simulate that experience.
That sounds incredible.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. My husband would like to simulate the experience of being the coach because he thinks he is, or the manager, as they say in soccer. He thinks he is Arsene Wenger. So he would like an Arsene Wenger alert shirt.
Okay. So I'm going to find out about this, but I think that's what I'm getting your family for Christmas 2015. Four alert shirts for your group. So I think that will be good. But they also feel like this haptics, this idea of like buzzing you, of stimulating you towards certain behavior. They believe that there are financial applications as well, that you might be able to try this so not to purchase something. Like for Sheila, we might get her an alert shirt, like not to do impulse buying. You right. see this?
No, more bars.
It's sort of like an invisible fence. You know, like if you have a dog and, you know, the new devices are going to be doing. And they think that this is going to come out this year.
Oh, okay.
Well, so perhaps. Do you think you'd be interested in things that buzz you and prompt you?
No, you know I won't. You know I won't. You know I'm not interested in any of that. I like to control the buzzing and the prompting in my house. Although, you know, who knows? I really, again, let's recall, there's a Satellite Sister show where we all declare no one would ever watch a movie on their phone. And, you know, how wrong were we? So.
Okay. So we'll see. But I think that there could be certain prompts that I might want to set up that, you know, maybe that would help me, you know, stay in line on certain issues. Okay. I don't know. Maybe, but perhaps. Okay. So that's the second trend, that look for sort of the invisible fence in your life coming this year. Okay.
We just can't do anything by ourselves anymore, can we? We cannot. No. We have somebody or something has to do everything for us. We can't control our eating. We can't keep a schedule in our head. We can't even buy our own real estate now. We're letting our kids do that. What is wrong with us?
It is funny you say that we can't do anything anymore, because the third trend I want to bring to you came to me from Bed Bath & Beyond in my email. You know, they seem to write me every single day. And this was about something that you and I can do at home. It is home dry cleaning. Okay. Are you aware that you could do this? Okay.
Well, I know they have those packets, of things.
No. Not that you put it in your washer and dryer. No. This is swash. SWASH, Leon. Swash. Okay. It's a contraption and it comes with swash pod cups. Okay. But essentially what it is home dry cleaning. So it de-wrinkles your clothing. It's a contraption that you put a garment in it and then you close it up. And you have these pods and you put these pods in and what it's home dry cleaning, Lee.
Let's leave it at that.
It wrinkles, it refreshes, meaning it would neutralize any odors. It claims to restore the fit in your clothing, you know, like when you take clothing to the dry cleaners, yes. It kind of zips it up and then it preserves it, you know, so it cuts down on the amount of pilling that you might have. So this is an in-home system, 10 minutes, and you can do your own dry cleaning. $499.99, Leon.
Who would do that?
So Bed Bath & Beyond is selling these things. Who is buying swash? That's what I want to know. Oh, are you doing home dry cleaning?
I'll buy nothing dry cleanable. My husband, on the other hand, has a lot of dry cleaning. He wears real shirts to work and suits and ties, but he's not going to spend his weekend dry cleaning them.
In a swash. This is a one garment at a time thing, but it only takes 10 minutes per garment. But who are they selling these to?
I don't know. I got
very concerned when I saw these. I mean, they're selling them. They're selling them at Bed Bath & Beyond. But I don't know anyone that's swashing. Do you?
I don't.
S-W-A-S-H. Okay. That's my third trend. I don't believe that we're going to take up home dry cleaning.
I'm writing that quote down, Julie. I don't believe that we're going to take, just so we get it down on the record. Okay. All right. Home dry cleaning. All right. I do believe, though, some good news came out of Broadway this week. I sent you right away. As soon as I saw the headline, I go, Julie, great news. They are making the Carole King Broadway musical, Beautiful, into a movie produced by Mr. Tom Hanks.
I know.
Could it get any better than that when Tom Hanks is involved? That's fantastic.
Leon, and the best news when you sent me that link, it was that they finally had secured the rights for the soundtrack.
Yes.
So all the great Carole King songs are going to be in that movie. You know, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, I Feel the Earth Move, You've Got a Friend. It's all going to be there in that movie. All right. Sign me up, Leon.
Have you actually seen it? Have you had a chance to see it?
No, I haven't. I mean, I really, you know, I'm sitting here in Brooklyn, yeah, and, you know, it was one of the things I really wanted to do, but I have my responsibilities, Leon. I work long hours. I can't go.
You don't have any days off. You don't have Wednesday afternoon off for a matinee.
No, I have not been able to negotiate that with my clients that I work for. So that is very exciting news. Now I'm really happy about that. Do you know when the movie is going to be made?
No, I don't know.
That's worth waiting for. So that's the great news coming out of Broadway. I heard some sort of disturbing news coming out of Broadway is, as you are probably very well aware, that this is the 25th anniversary of the movie Pretty Woman, and they've just announced that they're going to make that into a Broadway musical.
I have no words. You know how I feel about that. The most dangerous movie ever made. I think that movie alone set the women of this country back 25 years. When I see little girls say, oh, that's my favorite movie, I was like, really? You want to be a prostitute that goes shopping? Because that's what that movie was about. Right? I hate that movie. I hate it with a passion. I feel like I more than hate it. I think it's dangerous. I cannot support that in any way, shape, or form. And now a musical? Oh, gosh.
Well, I mean, sadly, Leon, I mean, there was a musical that was much better. It was called My Fair Lady, which is what...
Yes, Julie.
What Pretty Woman was based... I mean, you know, the story of Pygmalion. What it was based on.
And she was a flower salesman.
She wasn't
a hooker. Yeah.
Yeah, not a hooker with a heart of gold. As you had said in, I think, year one on Satellite Sisters, you went out on the... Early on, you established that Pretty Woman was one of the worst movies ever made. Yes. So aren't you kind of surprised that they're making a big deal about the 25th anniversary of it?
Again, people think it's their favorite movie, or apparently it is their favorite movie. It's an iconic movie. I know Julia Roberts is beautiful, and there's that one great shopping scene, but I'm not surprised, because people tell me all the time, I love to watch it with my daughter. I'm like, it's a movie about a hooker. I believe in second chances, but that isn't exactly like work hard and live your dreams kind of movie. It's not really that at all. I would rather see Cinderella, which is clearly a fairy tale. And again, she was not a hooker either.
Can I quote you on that? That Cinderella was not a hooker. Yeah. That's a very strong point, Leon. I don't really think anyone's ever made that point before, Leon.
Not a hooker.
Not.
No. So she worked hard for the money, Cinderella.
Yes, she did. She did a lot of sweeping there. Yes, she did.
That's okay. That's it. We're not going to that then. We can't support that.
We should have done these stories in reverse order.
We should have. Then, Julie, let's just go to a feel good story that you did last week. You mentioned I was listening to the podcast on Sunday afternoon when I got home. And when you got on your high horse about the satirical post from a Reductress about Facebook, disallowing aunts.
Yeah.
Oh, God bless you, Julie. You did I was howling because I'm the one that posted that. I was like, that was satire. I wrote that on the piece. Like, don't worry, ladies, this is satire. But I was surprised how many people posted on our Facebook page. First of all, right on, Julie. People love aunts. We even had our satellite mister on Twitter. He contacted me today. He thought it was a great thing you said about aunts and how important aunts are. I'm looking up his name right now. Troy, who's a satellite mister, said he agrees aunts are truly the linchpin. I'd be lost without mine. Thank you, Troy. But so many people had no idea what you were talking about when you said aunts.
I know. I'm sorry about that.
Not only were you completely misinterpreting the story, they had no idea what you were talking about. People were like, what's an aunt? O-N-T-Z.
Okay, we grew up in Connecticut.
Yes.
That's how we said it. Okay, yeah. We didn't say aunts.
Always. Okay? I had never even heard the term aunt till I came to college in California. I didn't know what people were talking about. What's an aunt? No one... Okay. Yes, we're sticking with it. My kids say aunts. Your kids say aunts. We're not an aunt family, but that did make me laugh. People had no idea.
So there was a lot of confusion about that. I mean, that's what happened. I don't believe anything on the internet anymore. That really burned me because I was so upset about that, that they would try to do that to aunts or aunts or whatever you want to call them, you know, that I just felt like the need to defend them, Leon. And I credited you as well, Leon. Okay. Because you were very important to my sons. And I think that's very important. That's all.
All right. Also a lot of follow-ups this week on the Facebook page, more toast recipes. Someone posted a picture of a cookbook. Now a toast cookbook. Oh no, I saw that. I saw that featured in a magazine. I read so many magazines this weekend. But again, Julie, it wasn't really, is it toast if it has like shrimp salad on it? No, that's an open face sandwich. Okay. It's not toast if it has four ingredients on top. But Janice pictured a lovely avocado toast. We're good with that. Yes. The mashed avocado, little lemon pepper. For some reason they put olive oil on it,
there seems to be a lot of discussion that do not put olive oil on avocados.
Yes.
All right.
Seems like overkill. And then also a lot of people posting more recipes from Triscuits.
Yes, Leah.
Triscuit, stop it. You're a cracker. Know your place. We love you, but we don't need to make a breakfast food out of you. Okay? Whatever. We are cranky. We need a nap. All right. Anything else?
I think that's it, Leon. We're done. We're finished. Okay. We're done. We're done.
I would like to thank everybody who has voted for Satellite Sisters throughout the whole podcast award voting season. Today, I believe, is the last day. At least that's what they were saying. The 24th was the last day. So if you're listening to this on the 24th, you still have time to go vote for Satellite Sisters at podcastawards.com in the general category. Liz will be representing at the award ceremony. So I can't wait to hear her report.
I can't. That will
when
be
we
great.
Go down in flames to cereal. But thanks to everybody who's been doing that. We've had some good cross promotions with the women of podcasting too, the History Chicks and Grammar Girl and Special Mouse. So that's been good. There are a few of us out there, the few, the proud, the female podcasters. We're happy to do it. Julie, you got a big week. This is it. When do you head home?
I head home this weekend, Liam. Okay. My job. That's when the handover, the torch is being passed. I'm packing up my bags. I'm heading out of town, Liam. So,
all right. Well, I got to finish up that book that's supposed to come out in September. So.
Yeah, you better, Liam, because you've seen how many people have pre-ordered it. I like the 1-2 punch that Ellen was suggesting today on Facebook page, that you vote for us for the podcast awards and then boom. Go ahead and pre-order our book.
Yeah, Ellen, thank you. That's a really nice idea. Mm-hmm. We didn't even know there was an Amazon category called Friendship. And we are the number one new release in Friendship. So thank you very much, people. Actually, thanks to everybody who has pre-ordered. It does actually make a difference. If Amazon is where you buy your books and that's what you want to do, and that's a little bit of fun for you to pre-order a book, thank you so much. It does kind of the algorithm takes notice and... Because there's no one there. I mean, no one works there. It's just algorithms. So the algorithm takes notice. And that can be very helpful in the future. So we do appreciate it. Again, all new stuff at satellitesisters.com. If you haven't been, go check it out. Easy audio. If you're searching for something, use the search feature. It's super easy at the top of the homepage. Just type it in. You'd be surprised what might show up. It actually works now. So thanks to all. And don't forget, call your satellite sister.